Good evening. This is Dr. Mark Dickey from the California State University Fullerton School of Music, and we're listening to the Advanced Orchestra from Hopkins Junior High School. And Mr. Conway is just finishing up getting you ready to play the warm-up selection. So I'm going to let the recorder run while you hear the chorale in G, or while you play the chorale in G, and I'll hear it. And then I'll be back to talk over these next two pieces. Here you are. Very nice. That gives you a nice feel for the stage, and it probably feels a lot different up there and sounds a lot different to you than the room you rehearse in, and probably even than the room you play in at your school. So it might cause you in different sections to play a little bit louder, a little bit softer, or a little bit shorter, a little bit longer here and there. We'll see. So next will be The Air for Strings by Norman De La Gioia. And I'll start to talk over your performance now and talk about your musicianship and your technique on your instruments. What a fine-looking, huge orchestra. Wow, this is amazing. And looks like a really nice instrumentation, too. So I'll look forward to this five-part piece here. Here we go. Try and get things quieted down back there. Very nice, sensitive opening, very sustained, very legato. Wow, nice job with the chromaticism. Very nice phrase ending. I don't think I've heard this piece before. I love Norman De La Gioia's music. I like the way you viola part players lean into that G-flat just a little bit with that crescendo. Make it a little bluesy. Nice job on the string bass. It's a little bit of a tricky part because you are independent part of the time and then you're with the cellos part of the time, and you need to make sure you're balancing even as you go back and forth between those roles. Very fine job with the rallentando. Really fine bow distribution at this very slow tempo. I'm just going to say everybody's got dotted half notes, for instance, that you're using your bow very efficiently. Yeah, nice crescendo to measure 33 in the viola and the first violin part. Make sure you use lots of bow, the whole bow, and play that half note in measure 34 with a big full sound. Keep it sustained. And second violins and violas, when you come in or when you change to that syncopated part, measure 42, you should be double forte so you can use lots of bow, so that that way you can do the diminuendo in measure 43. I didn't really hear much diminuendo or maybe any there. So, yeah, you could rethink that double forte and keep that going a little bit longer. When I used the words bow distribution a couple minutes ago, violins and everybody, I want you to really think about it, this slow tempo, the idea that depending on the rhythm you've got, what portion of your bow, what ratio of your bow are you going to use on a, for instance, a half note versus a quarter note. Every once in a while I see somebody using two-thirds or three-quarters of the bow on a quarter note. And then what are you going to do if you're going to play a half note on the same bow? You've got very little bow left. So you got to really pay attention to that on this piece. I'm sure your teacher's talked about that quite a bit. And very nice dynamic changes here. Beautiful intonation. Very, very nice, yeah. You know, between the chromaticism in there and the key shifting and just the fact that we're in C major, you guys did wonderfully. You know, I'm not having to remind you about E naturals and F naturals and B naturals and all that sort of stuff. So thank you for doing that. That was really, really beautiful. Very sensitive, you know, probably a good bit slower than what Delage wrote, but, you know, if you can, maybe you go ahead and do that. It was very musical. So a few comments about dynamics, bow distribution, and I think that's about it, huh? Very, very nice. Okay, Mr. Meyer. new music stand, and off we go. The Emerald Falcon. Nice job in the melody here. Make sure you're really, really ready there. You can always tell at the beginning. You can always tell whether the group's really, really ready to play, not by the first beat being together, but by the second beat. It's the second beat together, and we could have gotten off to a little bit better start there. Nice job in the viola part. Good. Violas can play out just a tad more at measure 46 because you get this counterpoint, right, between the first violin, viola. So that should match. You should be the same volume. And like at the beginning, make sure we organize these 16th notes so that the first of every pour comes out. Sounds like you're accenting every note, some of you, and that turns into a bit of a jumbled mess. Nice sense of an accompaniment. Can hear the solo very well, even in this pretty big high school auditorium. And beautiful job in the solo. There we go, yeah. Take your time on those triplets. What a beautiful, warm blend of string sounds and the accompaniment. Beautiful job on the solo. Carefully your bow distribution and measure 126 in the bass solo so you can get that B going all the way across the bar before you lift. You might play out just a little bit more since you're way at the back there, and I haven't checked, but I'm guessing there's fly space back there, so some of your sound is going out rather than up in the bass, but I could hear it very nicely. It's a nice job with the solo. Make sure you're careful with the intonation and the C sharps especially. And the B natural too. And again, bring out the notes that are on the beats. You might even write in the accents, but
the 16th note that's on the beat could be brought out a little bit, and that would help keep us organized. So on and so forth. Be sure and bring out the 16th note and 8th note figures in 178. Nice. Good job. Well, that's just wonderful. That's a really, really fine performance. I thought the middle section with the solos and all the luxurious, broad chords, that was really, really quite wonderful. A couple things we can do. Like I said a couple times, organize the 16th note so it's so on and so forth, so you can bring out the meter. Metric accents will help organize all that pretty well. A few balance issues here and there, wanting to hear a little bit of this or a little bit more of that and that sort of thing. And I think overall, I think I'll use the word disappointed, a little disappointed in the lack of drama. There's a story here about an Emerald Falcon, and it's about a superhero, and I feel like at the beginning and the end, you're playing all the right notes and rhythms, but I'm not really feeling this dramatic sense of communicating something, superhero stuff. So maybe go back and read the program note. It's not very long. And it is very movie score-like, and think about what it'd be like if you were actually in a film scoring situation and somebody was saying, we're going to send you to Disneyland if you play this really, really well, but it needs to be, look at these words, menacing, frightening, mysterious, peaceful. I got the peaceful part, maybe mysterious, but I didn't feel menacing, I didn't feel frightening from you. And I'd love frenetic, there's a word frenetic here. I'd love you to go back to your rehearsal room at school and just say, just for the joy of doing it, let's throw caution out the window and let's really bring out the emotion of this piece. I think that's important for you to do now because you're playing all the notes and rhythms really well, right? So it's time to do that. Other than that, bravo. Beautiful playing on both pieces. Congratulations. You guys are wonderful. I hope you had a great time at Disneyland. And I hope you'll keep playing for a long time. I know people your grandparents' age who still play string instruments in orchestras and chamber groups. And that's, those are their friends that they play with, and they love making music. And if you keep going now, you're going to have those opportunities later on and continue to enjoy music as part of your life, not just as a listener, but as a performer and a player and a participator. And it's a lot more fun to do things than just to sit and listen passively. So I hope you keep up the great work, and thanks for playing for me today. Great job.